Okay, we're going to start the book, Junie B. First Grader Dumb Bunny, since it's almost Easter time. Chapter 1 is called Dumb Bunnies and Clucks. Let's see what happens. Monday. Dear First Grade Journal, Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny. I'm not allowed to say Dumb Bunny on account of my teacher heard me call May that name on the playground, and he said for me to knock it off. Only, here is something I just thought of. Even if I can't say Dumb Bunny out loud, I can still think it in my head, because heads are silent, which is what I like about heads. I'm going to try it out right now. I put down my pencil and looked at May. Then I squinted my eyes real teensy, and I thought that name to just myself. Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny. May looked suspicious at me. What are you doing, Junie Jones? Why are you squinting like that? She asked. Stop it right now. Stop that squinting. I paused my squint. I'm not just squinting at you, May. I'm thinking a name about you inside my head, but you don't even know what name I'm thinking, because heads are silent, which is what I like about heads, I said. May frowned. I started my squint again. Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny, Dumb Bunny, I thought. After I finished, I brushed my hands together very satisfied. There, that ought to hold me for a while, I said. May kept on frowning. Then, blam! She exploded out of her chair, and she zoomed to the front of the room. Mr. Scary, Mr. Scary, Junie B called me that name again. I know she did, only she thought it inside her head, and that is just plain sneaky. Mr. Scary was writing at his desk. He closed his eyes and did a big breath. May, what are the 3 new rules about tattling? He asked. You and I came up with 3 new rules to control your tattling, remember? Can you tell me what they are, please? May stood there for a real long time. She did not like the 3 new rules, I believe. Finally, she started to say them. Rule number 1, count to 20 before I tattle, she grumped. Mr. Scary nodded. Yes, May, excellent. That's the first rule. Go on. Rule number 2, said May. If I still feel like tattling, count to 20 again. Mr. Scary did a thumbs up. Yes, good. And rule number 3? May sucked in her cheeks. Rule number 3. If I still feel like tattling after that, go home, eat dinner, go to bed, wake up, eat breakfast, come back to school, raise my hand to tattle, then put my hand over my mouth and please be quiet, she said. Mr. Scary clapped his hands together real happy. Perfect. You got it. Those are exactly the rules we talked about, aren't they? He said. I'm very proud of you, remembering them. He stood up and walked her back to her chair. You have a great memory for rules, May. But the next step is to actually follow the rules, okay? And I don't believe you've counted to 20 this time, did you? I leaned over and tapped on him. I can vouch for that, I said. There was definitely no counting. Mr. Scary frowned at me. I'll deal with you in a minute, Miss Jones, he said. You and I are going to review the rules on name-calling. I did a gulp. But I didn't even call her a name, Mr. Scary. All I did was think a name in my head, I said. May flashed her angry eyes. No, no, you did not just think it, Junie Jones. You told me you were thinking it, and that is exactly like saying it, almost, she said. She went on. Plus, you didn't even think it quietly. You thought it so loud that I could hear it in your brain. May looked up at Mr. Scary. My ears were tested last year in kindergarten. The nurse said I can hear as good as a North American barn owl. Mr. Scary stared at her for a real long time. No, no, May, I'm sorry, finally. But the nurse did not tell you that. You do not hear as well as a North American barn owl. May squinted in her chair a little bit. Squirming is what happens after fibbing. At least that has always been my experience. After a minute, May put her head on her desk and she covered up with her sweater. Mr. Scary bit down next to me. And as for you, Miss Jones, this is the absolute last time that I ever want to talk to you about name calling. I don't want you to say Dumb Bunny or think Dumb Bunny or sing Dumb Bunny or hum Dumb Bunny or write Dumb Bunny. Do you understand? I tapped my fingers on my desk. But then what am I supposed to do when May is mean to me? I asked. I have to call her something, or else she won't even know I'm mad. I thought for a second. Then I clapped my hands together. Hey, I know. Maybe I could just think the dumb part in my head, and I'll call her just plain Bunny. Would just plain Bunny be okay with you? May popped up from under her sweater. No, 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 she grouched. Just plain Bunny isn't nice either. My friend named Sheldon stood up. Bunny? Bunny isn't nice? How come Bunny isn't nice? I have an aunt named Bunny, and she's very, very nice. Sheldon looked at Mr. Scary. My Aunt Bunny is married to my Uncle Vern. My Aunt Bunny has a lot of... Mr. Scary quick held up his hand. Yes, Sheldon, we know. You told us many interesting things about your Aunt Bunny. But remember now, we don't need to hear any more about your Aunt Bunny. Please sit down, said Mr. Scary. Across the room, Lucille sprang right up. Well, I love, love, love bunnies. And so this subject is perfect timing for me because I'm having a big party at my giant house on Saturday and all of you are invited to come. She bounced up and down real excited. And guess what? A very famous bunny is going to be there to meet you. Guess who it is, everyone? Guess the bunny. Guess the bunny, she said. Room one thought real hard. Then all of us started to guess at once. Bugs Bunny? Buster Bunny? The Bionic Bunny? Thumper, we guessed. Lucille rolled her eyes. No, no, no. My bunny is way more famous than those dumb cartoon guys. We guessed some more. The Trix Rabbit, the Velveteen Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, we asked. Lucille stamped her foot. No, she said again. What's wrong with you people? It's the Easter Bunny. Haven't you ever heard of the Easter Bunny? She reached into her desk and pulled out some fancy envelopes. Then she waved them around real angry. Do you see these invitations, huh? Do you? They are invitations to my Easter egg hunt at my rich, expensive house. And I was going to pass them out at lunch. But if you, Clucks, never even heard of the Easter Bunny, just never mind the whole thing. After that, she did a huffy and she flounced herself back in her chair. Mr. Scary hurried over to her. Then he quick got her up and he took her by the hand and he walked her into the hall. They were gone for a real long time. When they finally came back, Lucille said, she is sorry for calling us Clucks. That is some kind of insult, apparently. Then she took the envelopes out of her desk again and she gave everyone an invitation. And so yippee, yippee, hooray, hooray, room one was going to a party.